Well, Coach, getting ready for the RPAC meet, going to Arrowhead Meadows Golf Course and Curtis here in a few days, and I know your kid's pumped up. This is going to be a competitive son of a gun, as you well know, with your team, with Hitchcock County, with Alma, Dundee County, Stratton. Wow, this is going to be a dogfight, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's some very good golf teams out there this year, especially in the RPAC.
I know you just recently in the past meets have seen Alma. You finished second. Your kid's probably thinking, we're tired of finishing second. Let's go out and win this baby coming up on Thursday.
But I told him I'm tired of taking home little trophies, little plaques. I want him to take home a big one.
But you got to be proud of the way your kids are right there competing as a whole team. I know Micah's doing his job and getting up the leaderboard and finishing top five seems like every meet you go to, but you're getting the rest of the supporting cast doing their job as well.
They are. They're really Carter is really playing well. Carter's probably playing right now the best golf he's played all year. And we got some other kids that are figuring it out as well.
Talking about Carter Shoemaker, he's shot, I think, 82 and 86, or maybe flipped those scores the last couple of meets in the top 10. And, boy, those two and three guys are very important, aren't they?
They are. And you know, he's just a couple of mistakes from being in the 70s. He really is. He's really figuring it out. And the other guys are, too. You know, we're getting there. We had one meet, I think we shot 326 or 329, something like that, and then we turned around, didn't have a very good score the next time. I told them, I said, guys, we just didn't want to peak too soon. So maybe we're going to pick the right time to peak.
So when it comes to your five out there, have you had the five out there for every meet, or there's been some fluctuations a little bit, maybe in your four and five guys at some of these meets?
Only one time, Maverick Webb was sick a couple of weeks ago and didn't make a meet, so we just had to compete with four. But we have had five for all but one.
And I take it solid five getting ready for this one. You know, course time, you know, battling a little weather here lately to get some practice time in there across creek, but you never know. At Thursday, there's a chance of some moisture. You might be playing in the elements on Thursday. You never know.
They could, and we have the last two meets. I tell you, it was tough at our place in the Southwest Invite. The wind was brutal. And, you know, the wind is not your friend at Cross Creek, not as open as that course is. And the wind was tough last time we were at the Highline Invite. Well, no, not Highline, the Med Valley Invite over at Curtis. The wind got up. We had played maybe one, maybe two holes, and the wind got up. When you get on top of that course, it can be tough. That's a tight course anyway.
I guess the one good thing, Coach, is a lot of these teams, including yours as well, you've had a chance to golf in that course already once this year. You kind of know the bounce is a little bit going over it once already.
Yeah, we have. And the kids know there. I told them last time we played there, I said, guys, you got to understand, you can't play the long ball there. You got to play old man golf like I have to play. It's the course you got to keep it in play and hit fairways and greens.
So, what kind of team score you feel is going to win this at Arrowhead Meadows on Thursday? What's it going to take with when you got all those, you know, teams we mentioned with the Almas, yourself, Hitchcock County's Dundee? You know, what kind of team score is going to win it?
I think in the 330s. I think 330s will win it because it's tight. Depends on if you have any wind. I mean, you can go low there. And with the little bit of rain we've had right lately, you know, they've got good greens there. And if the rain continues to fall between now and then, it could soften things up a little bit and make it easier to score. But I feel like 330s is going to win it.
Maybe the 320s too, huh?
Yeah, it could be. It could be if there's no wind. If there's wind, it might be high 330s. You know, it just depends. Depends on, you know, how Nebraska is.
Coach, a couple of weeks left in the regular season. I mean, you're staring your district meet right in the face here. You want to keep that. You got a pretty good momentum right now. You want to get it a little bit better, don't you?
We do. I thought we had a really good practice yesterday. Kids hit the ball well. The varsity will do a lot of work on the range today. There's some things we've got to clean up. We're working on, you know, flighting the ball down a little bit like you have to here in Nebraska in this wind, and just working on some different things, working on our putting. We've got to cut some strokes on the greens. If we do that, I feel pretty good about districts.